Lion! Where's save the Empire!
See how bright and loud Charlie sounds? You can't hear it.
You didn't have headphones
here,
on.
Put these on.
This is also the newer microphone, too.
Yeah, and see how I sound like muddy and boo? Make me bright. Make me sound great.
Bring it
Yeah. Give me a little...
I was going to say make you sound bright. I'll just bring your girlfriend over here, but that's not going to work either.
Hey, oh, hi. Can I have my headphones back now?
Sounds fine.
All right. Probably still sounds like shit.
No.
I mean, I sound muddy because I have a head full of mud.
Puddle of mud?
No.
Are we rolling right now?
Yeah, I just started it.
Okay. Let's do an official intro then.
Look at, is that a lemonade?
Yeah.
So you and my children are drinking lemonade.
Kevin Begley, everybody.
Seriously.
Oh, wait, just Begs.
Who?
MacBoy Begs, we'll call him.
Yeah, Apple Store employee over there.
It's like, he said he was in a three-hour meeting this morning for the store. I guess to their first quarter performance or something like that.
This morning?
Yeah, 3 hours before
so
he got here.
So they meet on a Sunday morning?
Yeah. Steve Jobs hates Jesus.
Well, clearly. I mean, why wouldn't he? He made the Jesus phone.
Jesus was a Windows user. Oh, and did you hear that voice try to pipe in like he owns the show already?
Here I am.
Here's Smasher, everybody.
I heard that Middle East podcast. Somebody needs to step in and make this thing happen.
It was loud in there.
I just heard Charlie and Michael from The Pill spinning weird tunes. I didn't even know you were there, Ed.
I didn't even listen to that podcast.
That ended up being an abortion.
Charlie recorded it off the mic built into his laptop,
I think. Whole night, I mean, granted, it was a lot of fun. And for a good cause. But, man, was it a weird night or was it just me?
It was a weird night.
Yeah.
We had weird food at Middle East and just a weird time in general.
Well, hopefully today at Soulfire will not be a weird time.
Look at the crowd here.
Right? Yeah, there's a shit ton of people here.
Yeah, why couldn't we do this when we had a show on the FM?
It's funny, huh, how that works out.
Because nobody could get it on the FM. On the internet, everything's available.
Yeah, well, then, you send out, Facebook and all that other shit, and people actually show up, and then have it on a Sunday.
Oh, and Smasher over here has recently discovered Foursquare.
Oh, it's so awesome. Why do you have to call me Smasher? I would rather you just call me Dustin.
You want me to call you Justin Case?
No.
What other terrible names
Dustin
have you had?
Dustin DeWind. You were almost Dustin DeWind.
Never used that. I used Dustin Matthews, which is my real fake name that I always used. I used Justin Case when I worked at a Christian station. I was Jackson on a mix station.
I forgot about Jackson.
Action Jackson, please. And then I was Smasher on an extreme radio station. We've been over this.
Because when I look at you, I think extreme. People had to be disappointed when they met you at, say, a live remote or a spin. You were out there. You're like, hey, I'm Smasher.
And they're like, no, you're not.
I did, especially because I had blonde highlights and wore, like, Abercrombie and Fitch all the time.
Oh, God. So on the screen behind Smasher over there is the Olympics. Does anyone give a shit yet? I know Canada and America are playing in hockey. That's probably the only thing I care about.
I care, most definitely. And it's very weird, and I know that I won't, for the next 3 years or whatever, but I've been into it.
What about the death and the, I guess
awesome.
Some other girl got hurt.
Great.
So there's been death and injuries
good
in Canada.
Good for headlines.
I'm stunned that that doesn't happen more than it does.
In the loose?
People don't
in the
hit
loose.
Steel poles and die in these
you,
events.
It's like people forget. Like, when you watch that, it's mind-blowing. And I would pee my pants every time I went down there.
Well, like, look at, I mean, whatever this fucked up event is.
Yeah, I don't know what. This is one of those fake skiing events.
Where.
I could do this.
If I walk out my front door and I haven't put down de-icer, I'm worried about breaking my neck on my own sidewalk. And these people are, like, hurling themselves over, fabricated hills. But there's trees right there. They could hit any one of those trees at any moment.
What are the bullshit blue lines? When did that start happening?
That's the other thing. I don't understand what all the blue lines are for.
I'll be honest. When this first started and I saw the blue lines at first, I thought that maybe that was just a TV thing, like the first down line. But it turns out they're really there.
They're
but
painted on the
You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah. So you can see if they're out of bounds.
When they tried to make the hockey puck glow,
yeah,
so
exactly.
like regular
Fucking
people
Fox.
Could follow hockey games.
Why, they need to work on that technology, don't they?
Fox.
Yeah, which was embarrassing.
You kind of just watch where the players are going, and you can figure out where the goddamn puck is.
Yeah, figure out. Well, and that was also pre-high def. High def has changed hockey coverage on television.
And now, speaking of injuries and deaths and all that, Charlie sustained an injury yesterday, I guess. I texted you to make sure you were going to make it today, and you said you had to go to the doctor's?
Yeah, I went to the doctor on a Saturday, which cost me $125 out of pocket.
My first thought was Charlie finally has the anal cancer, which I expect all of us to get this year because 2010 is the worst year ever. Like, I'm completely serious. Like, Charlie and we all will get anal cancer.
We almost got hit by a bus walking here.
It's true.
That would have been fitting. But Charlie doesn't go – you don't go to the doctor ever.
I don't go to the doctor for anything ever. I don't trust
dentist.
It. I think it's a scam. I think it's a lie. I think it's a money-making scheme. People – it's kind of like, you know, modern-day childbirth where –
Smasher and I are looking at each other, going, "What?"
Dustin over here. We bred for millions of years as human beings without the benefit of hospitals or birthing rooms or people just they'd be out in the field and they'd squat, they'd dump a baby, and they'd keep going.
Didn't your wife have a C-section?
Yeah, that one over there, the one with the big head, got stuck.
So what were you going to do if you didn't have that medical technology?
That's the way I thought that, 200-300 years ago, like, that's the shit that happened. Like, kid got stuck, like, oh, well, we'll try again later.
Well, what if your wife didn't survive that?
What? I did 200, 300 years ago, that shit just happened.
Yeah.
So you said you would have been okay with that.
And then
so
Charlie would die of dysentery.
That's what you're saying.
I'd gone for, like, 4 or 5 days with, like, this kind of pain, like, right here.
In your abdomen?
Yeah, like right between my belly button and my junk, like right around here.
Yeah, your abdomen.
And
Charlie's junk covered, by the way, by Superman underwear.
Nobody wants to see that.
You're gonna get us kicked out of Soulfire.
Don't get us kicked out. But continue.
So I had this pain, and I was finally like, there's something's got to be done about this. And I kept putting it off because we applied for like the state health or whatever. So I was just gonna wait until like those cards show up, so I didn't have to pay out of pocket.
Oh, what a pain in the ass health is.
Jesus Christ! Yeah, for what is essentially bogus health coverage. So finally, I was like, I can't take this anymore. I thought I had a hernia. I thought I turned 35, and I was like, here we go. It's time to be old.
Now
I have to get hernias. And
I feel like a hernia you would know because there's like a giant bump that protrudes.
Well, that's what I thought it was, and I thought like my guts were coming out, right? Turns out a hernia is like this big. It's like the size of like the end of your thumb, and it's just a little thing that like splits it, and it's muscle that just pokes out. I know, right? I thought I was going to die reading about this stuff online. So I go in, and I'm like bracing for the ass cancer, you were saying. Like bracing for the worst. It's going to be ass cancer.
I did the same thing when I had the hemorrhoid. I thought the doctor was going to tell me, because this year sucks so bad. I was like, it's going to be ass cancer.
Yeah, I thought I had, like an intestinal
tear.
Yeah, something.
Alien, maybe.
Yeah, like they're going to have to take out a third of my small intestine and all that shit. And of course, who walks in? Not a doctor, but a nurse practitioner, which knows more about medicine than me, but like, seriously, can I get an effing doctor?
Yeah, you can go to WebMD.
So,
did she speak English?
She was actually very sweet. Long story short, she pokes me, she's potting me, she's like, I really think it's just like a muscle, like, strain from coughing and sneezing because I've had this fucking cold for 7 days.
So Charlie texts me, says everything's fine, I just have a pulled muscle. And I was like, really? What muscle could you possibly have pulled?
And I was too lazy to type back. If you had only been this funny on the radio, we wouldn't have been fired 2 months ago.
It's true. Well, look at my left eye.
Oh, yeah, you still got the pink eye.
1 month that I've had the shit eye, which apparently is not pink eye. They thought it was. So I go in. I wake up one Saturday morning, blood red. And I go in to the doctor, a few days later, hoping it would clear up. He's like, oh, don't worry. So $20 copay. Don't worry. Don't do anything. Thanks, doc. We could have done this over the phone. And then I call a week later. It's still messed up. He gives me a prescription eye drop. That doesn't clear it up. Go back into the doctor, $20 copay. After the $20 for the stupid eye drops. So now they have no idea what it is, and I go see a specialist tomorrow.
Okay.
But they think it's some sort of allergy or something.
Okay. Do you think it's your fake LASIK falling apart?
The terrible LASIK I received from Boston Laser?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I would hope that it doesn't have anything to do with
like
it.
Like maybe
that,
one day you're going to wake up and your eyes just oozing down your face?
It freaked me out. I'm still kind of nervous about it, but I just continue to like drink and like eat terrible food.
Well, this year seriously has been the worst year ever. And it continues.
Yeah, well, and the poor nurse practitioner yesterday was trying to make small talk. She's like, so, yeah, she's, you know, on the computer, like, looking at my, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, right now, nothing. Like, 2010's kind of blown.
You're taking lots of pretty pictures, sure.
I just say I'm a consultant.
That's good. Yeah. We were in the car the other day, and he's talking to somebody on the phone, and they were like, it was that survey thing that you were going
to
do.
Oh, yeah, I did a survey on home electronics, laptops, basically, to make some extra money. Oh, 2-hour survey, $125. It was phenomenal. I got to sit in a room and yell at some guy about the stupid things they wanted to add to laptops, like 3D displays and the ability for your cell phone to ring your laptop from across the room.
So he's talking to this woman and answering all these questions, and he's like, well, I don't really have a job. Well, I'm a social media consultant. And, like, I had been quiet the whole time, and finally I just went, no, you're not.
So if anybody needs help with their business and its social media branch, you can email me, ed@theempireradio.com.
Wait, don't you have a new email address?
I do. It is ed@employmentfail.com.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation to be a part of the blog, by the way. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, you and Sarah Faith Alterman, who you hate.
That's why it works. And Charlie, your invite is coming, by the way.
Why it works.
If you would
That's
relax.
Why your relationship works, too, isn't
That's
it?
True.
I was too busy fighting with WordPress trying to make this whole goddamn thing work to get you involved.
Of course, you got, like, saddled into putting all setting all that up. SFA has the great ideas, and you've got to implement everything, don't you?
My dad and I were talking about trying to get it going, and he always wanted me to go into computers, and this is why I didn't, because I wanted to strangle babies, because nothing works
nothing
the way
works.
The 5-minute fucking install that WordPress tells you took forever, and then buried in all this mess of my cPanel at my my web host is a WordPress button, and it does everything for you in 30 seconds.
Of course.
But it was hidden in all this mess of buy this, upgrade this, do
this. Yeah.
I wanted to scream, but it's up, employmentfail.com. It's a blog where we tell our stories of being unemployed, and we ask for yours as well, submissions@employmentfail.com.
So,
I'm not making money off of any of these ventures.
No, but that's the other thing. As I'm driving around,
I'm losing money.
I'm driving around fucking Alston for, like 10, 15 minutes. You're looking for a parking space. It's no big deal, but just everything's a one way. So I got to go like down to Brighton and come back to get back up to Harvard Avenue. And I'm circling, and I got the children in the car, so I can't like really swear it up. So I end up, like, singing this song, like, this is not worth it. I am not getting paid for any of this. I'm down a quarter tank of gas.
Well, it's got to suck, too, because you walk into this place, and Soulfire in Alston, by the way, is packed.
Yeah.
It's packed. So that's gotta be, I mean, I'm employed, so I'm just here for funds and to be with my pals, but to walk into a room full of people, like, it makes you feel good, but yeah, you're not getting a check for this.
Yeah, and like, I guess we'll talk to some of these people, too. The cleaning guy, Pat D's here, Katie Rocket's here, Johnny from James Hook Lobster Company just walked in. So we got a fair amount of people here.
Yeah, people are still rolling in. It's still early.
Yeah, it's still early. Yeah, I believe Keith Tugboat Dakin is on his way, too.
With the baby.
With the baby.
All the way from New Hampshire.
The baby actually is going to try to do a man versus food kind of thing here today and take on their ultimate barbecue platter here at Soulfire.
Yeah, I know who's going to win that battle.
Well, let's take a break and grab some grub.
I got to feed the children and
myself.
I'm going
to find Wyeth eventually. He runs the joint here at Soulfire. We'll talk to him in a bit as well.
All right, cool. So, like, the king of the eateries over here still hasn't eaten yet?
What, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to flag down our barbecue platter. We got the, hang on.
What, did you order, like, the biggest thing on the menu?
This is awesome. It's like a sampler of sorts. So we got the Pit Boss sampler. Now, it feeds 2 to 3, but okay. It really feeds, really... In a third world country, this would feed an entire village.
Sure, a village, yeah, exactly. But as fat Americans,
it comes with every meat that they serve. It's whole fire.
Well, I wonder if that's what Sean got over here, because he had a little bit of chicken. He had some ribs on there. He had a little bit of everything. So.
Yeah. He got the. I don't know if he got the Pit Boss, but he got.
Thank you for coming, Tom O'Keefe. Everybody,
Tom
most
O'Keefe.
Famous man in Boston.
He is on Foursquare now.
Yeah, look for him on Foursquare.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with that, by the way.
Whatever the hell that is. I can't...
You got to do it, Charlie.
I can't bring myself to do it.
But you have to... It's pointless, and not to offend you, but it's pointless if you don't do, like, a ton of bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
So, like, here, we're out all the time in Alston, so it makes sense that... I'm not Smasher.
Oh, you're not Smasher?
No. I can be Dustin, or Justin Case, or Jackson.
You probably shouldn't come over here, huh?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
But no, Foursquare is. I started it yesterday.
Wait, look, if you're gonna shout from the corner of the table, you need to come over here. You got to pick one.
You know what he's more occupied with?
Fried mac and cheese. Yeah.
And Andy brought his baby.
I just keep waiting for the baby to have fried mac and cheese in her hand, and he just grabs it and shoves her hand in his mouth.
The baby, they just came back from Florida, and they were down at Disney, and the baby's favorite thing to on command chant is turkey leg.
Hey, stranger, can we get a turkey leg out of her, you think? Here, bring her over here. Because they serve the turkey legs at Disney World, right?
Yeah, and of course, Ham Hands had one of those.
Okay.
Can you say turkey leg?
Turkey leg.
You got to chant it.
Turkey leg. Turkey leg.
Nope, now she's afraid.
Now the microphone throws her off.
You say turkey leg?
She shut down.
Thank you, Smasher.
Can you say fried mac and cheese?
I'm not Smasher. But if you do Foursquare, you just have to be and it's intimidating too, because you realize, like Colin over there, who's a faithful to the podcast and
right.
was to the old show, he's like the mayor of Alston. It even says on the thing that he's the mayor of Deep Ellum, and I'm offended by that. I've been to Deep Ellum more than Colin, but because I just started Foursquare yesterday, it makes me look like a chump.
Early adopters, you got to be the early adopter.
You know I'm always late to the party, though.
I've been looking at it for the last month going, what the hell is this? But like you said, I don't go out enough. Like, I go to the same four places. Yeah. So I'll be like, oh, here I am, back in Mandy's again.
But I would imagine that, you love Mandy's. I would imagine that Salem, like, is all over Foursquare.
Yeah. I don't know. Johnny, are you doing the Foursquare thing on the iPhone yet?
No, and he doesn't tweet. I mean, which is unbelievable.
That's what I don't understand, how you're not on the Twitter yet.
I'm Facebook obsessed, but not anything else yet.
Well, you got to tie all that shit together is the thing.
Well, that's what he was just telling me about Foursquare.
It's unbelievably addictive. Now, are you a Facebook stalker?
I'm a Facebook stalker.
Yeah. So, like, you've probably been through pictures of people you don't know?
Probably.
Listen to me.
I'm not admitting to anything.
I found out the other day that my mom is an off-the-radar. We're Facebook friends.
And she's a lurker.
She has stalked her son.
See, mom should not be on Facebook.
Well, and I told her, hey, Ma, when I add, you know, she got on there because her friends were whatever, and she added me.
Holy Christ, look at this. Seriously, you two?
That's the pit boss. And look, we got double mac and cheese, too.
The macaroni and cheese, by the way, with the crumbled barbecue potato chips on the top.
Yeah, they do it
looks
right.
Fantastic. Yeah.
And look, there's baked beans, which Ed hates. It means I get the whole little container of them, which I'm very excited about. But I told Mom, if you're going to be on Facebook, like, I'll add you. And we can be Facebook friends, but you've got to be ready. Because, like, your son's a heathen. And
you just gotta, you gotta break. I still think about it, like, you know, if I tweet something that's got an F bomb in it, I'm like, I wonder if someone will show this to my mother, because my mother's not on.
Right.
So, I'm 35 years old, but you still gotta keep it in check a little bit, you know?
So, what do you, your mom, what are you afraid she's gonna see? Swears or just.
Because it's me, you know, like, you're never.
The drunken lifestyle.
Yeah, you're never your complete self around your parents. You're just not, because they would. They're old, and it would offend them. Yeah, right. They cannot possibly understand, like, my real life.
You were young once, though. I mean, everybody was.
You get to a certain point where you don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, I think that's kind of
about 35. You're like, whatever.
But I think it happened for me at like 25. But I've always been like, I'm an old soul, and so I grew up fast and. And I guess I just felt like, whatever. I don't live there. It's not like I see them ever. You know, I only see them on the holidays or whenever I visit randomly because my sister has a baby, because she has one about every year. So, yeah, I was like, look, I'll add you, but you can't give me any shit.
I'll add you, but it might block you at any time.
I'll just meet.
I was just thoroughly entertained by the fact that that guy that we don't know just brought the baby by specifically to smack Ed in the back of the head. And she got the biggest smile on her face by the time she was done with that. So what... All right, so we got ribs here. Mm-hmm. There's sausage.
Yeah, big sausage link. There's wings over here.
Those are wings?
Those are the deep fried wings. Wait, here's the whole thing.
Let me see this. All right, so feeds 2 to 3. All right, so that's right in your ballpark, sure.
Yeah, because we eat for 3 if it's just the two of us.
Half rack of baby back ribs, 2 spare ribs, pulled pork, chopped brisket, spicy honey wings, southern fried wings, a hot link, which they put right at the top.
Yep.
Coleslaw, potato salad, mac and cheese, collard greens, rice and beans, but you got double mac and cheese. And cornbread, all for $40 from Soulfire, where we're doing this thing live today. And I think we've probably brought more people in here than there would normally be here on Sunday. I guess there were angry people outside.
Yeah, we would actually come here. Ed and I would come here with our posse in Alston for NFL Sundays because there's not a ton of people to come in here. They don't think about it. Maybe they don't know about it. A lot of people, a lot of people order the takeout from Soulfire all the time, but they don't necessarily come in to like hang.
Right.
It's a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
They got the giant big screen there that you see showing figure skating right now.
Yeah.
How about Johnny Weir, by the way? Johnny Weir, terrible in the men's singles.
I have no idea what it is you're talking about. Is he the guy that wore like the leather bustier with the pink bows?
He is flamboyant. He looked like Katie Ling the other night.
I like how you put if you put a K on the beginning of his last name, it's much more accurate.
Yes, it is. Although he's not out, you know.
Yeah.
I watched the Bryant Grumbull show on Real Sports on HBO.
Oh yeah.
So I caught that and they did it, which is a great show. They did an excellent like 20-minute piece with him, and so the old man that interviewed him, who's like 95 years old, finally got around to the question. And he gave the whole, well, you know, I don't like boundaries and titles and that. Johnny, have you seen you, Johnny Weir?
Have you seen Adam Lambert? Like, it's okay.
Yeah, you know. Listen, Adam Lambert still has panties thrown at him on stage.
Yeah. So, you're on the world stage. Like, this is your opportunity to get out there and just be yourself. Like, there's so many countries that don't give a shit.
Yeah, but you know, he's still American. So in America, it's even though he's obsessed with Russia. In America, it's, like, not cool.
Well, that makes sense for the, you know, skater. Like, that's a big deal there. So.
I love that Ed could care less about what we're saying right now.
No, absolutely not. You've suddenly become the co-host here. I don't know what happened here.
Yeah,
Dustin
why,
the
why, Jackson, please. Why you're cutting that with a fork and knife, I don't understand. No, he can't explain. He's just playing
for the multiple
for the sauces.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So is there anybody else here that you want to talk to once you're done eating there? Tons of fun. You want to talk to Wyeth? Is he the big dude out back? The not as big dude
It's like
out
he's
back?
Marley Matlin right now. Is that her name?
Yeah.
You ham hammer.
So we'll take a break so Ed over here can finish eating.
Yeah, I kind of want to jump in there too, I'll be honest.
Yeah, because there will be none left. And then we'll talk to Wyeth who runs things here at Soulfire.
ain't cheap, I'll tell you that. I was expecting a deal, but oh no. There was no deal in that. I saw no deal in that email.
Did you bring your cards?
No, I have cards, but they're for our actual employer. No, I got those
too. We are watching two tax preparers fight over clients.
Out. Yeah,
right
look
now.
At that. You should do Johnny's taxes.
They're co-workers, which is funny. We're recording right now. Yeah.
No, you've been recording
you can
all
ask
of
that right on the microphone,
sure
too. Get right on it. Don't be shy. Put that thing right in front of you. Say hello. Introduce yourself.
Hey, there you go.
This is Mike York, one of the founders of Shortboard.
Okay. Can you tell me what Shortboard
Get
is
right
exactly?
We are a web service that connects people to brands for sponsorship on the web. So really everywhere you go, you carry around a corporate logo. And the general thought process is that you're doing a million things on the web as a person. You need to really think of yourself like a web property. And really kind of measure the extent of everything you do across Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, the million blogs that people are using. So it's all you. And what we do is open up an ad network through it that you can make money from.
So
personalities like yourselves have a lot of followers on Twitter especially, but probably on Facebook and across, you know, a lot of other channels. And, you know, really a lot of advertisers want you to promote certain you know, brands to the people that follow you.
So Charlie's a Mac nerd. And he sometimes Twitters and Facebooks, and sometimes he's funny, but most times he's not. But say he were able to get Apple to sponsor him, how does that work? How does he go about doing that?
So Apple would send Charlie an offer for endorsement, and you would accept that, and you know you'd have to.
I would definitely accept that.
You'd weigh it against the 50 other places, so everyone from Soulfire to Nike to whoever, they target you based on some characteristics that we keep track of, and.
So you're kind of you're the middleman. You find the people, the individuals like us who are on the internet a lot doing stuff.
Influentials like you.
And you find the appropriate, you know, person who would be interested in advertising.
Yeah, we want it to be self-service from all different directions though. So, you know, Apple knows who they want to promote their brand and you have your personal preferences. So, and we just kind of set up the pipes to hook you up with the brands that you want to promote. So it's kind of like an extension of a fan page that pays you.
Now, the worry is, especially in Charlie's case, is a Tiger Woods scenario.
Right.
Where,
yeah.
you know, there's
right.
something.
I just go out and fuck whores. Yeah. And then I make a problem for myself. Which is actually something that I wanted to bring up with you, since you're in, you know, like the brand management thing. Yeah. Was that press conference the right move? What do you think? If
you
he
know,
was your client.
I just heard things around the timing during a tour event. Could have been timed a little bit better. I think.
Yeah, who was it? Vijay Singh that was complaining about it.
Did Phil or Ernie L say something
yes.
about it as well?
Bunch of old guys complaining.
So I don't know. I mean, the whole sex rehab, sex therapy thing. I mean, I get a kick out of that, and you know, just
in general,
it's something that I think we could all use a little.
Sex therapy.
Some sexual healing is what you're saying. Yeah.
Guy doesn't need you know that, and that, I can't really see that as being a valid excuse.
Yeah.
You know, for your
were you just telling him to suck a cock, or were you telling him to put the microphone further?
A little bit of both.
Show to you guys around.
Listen, it's
family
the
atmosphere.
It's the internet. We can do whatever the fuck we want now. It's great. Now, how do you spell Shortboard? Because it's
Shortbord. Right. So we spell it kind of funky. We didn't do that on purpose, but that was the domain name that was available, and that's what we did.
Because
so.
Some asshole who does boogie boarding owns shortboard.com with an A, don't they?
They haven't updated their website in like 4 years.
All right. That's,
we
you know,
we ran just, into this when we started the sandbox.
Yeah.
We wanted to get thissandbox.com, and we wanted to get you know myspace.com/thesandbox or whatever, and some broads in Florida who maybe recorded one song 5 years ago still had it.
Yeah.
So we had to go with another day in. And the sandbox.com was taken, so we kept another day in with that because the whole theme was another day in the sandbox.
Right.
Absolutely.
Makes sense now.
Absolutely.
Doesn't to anybody else but us because we knew what the fuck it meant.
Yep.
But these people are doing nothing with these properties and just, here's a picture of my fat kid.
Yeah, yeah. So Cyber Squatters. I wanted CharlieOnTheRadio.com forever, and I had to settle for CharlieOnTheRadio.net because .com was taken by some guy in Texas.
And then once you become a .net, you kind of... You don't have the same cachet that you know,
no,
the .com
absolutely
has.
Not.
It's like a third world country.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah. It's living in Canada as opposed to living in the United States.
Were we even anotherdayin.com or were we in anotherdayin.net?
I think it was .net.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus. No wonder the show didn't work out.
Yeah, exactly.
We are theempireradio.com now.
Theempireradio.com?
Yes. And I also have heyspecialed.com, which redirects to the Tumblr, which redirects, everything redirects there.
Yeah.
And oh, and don't forget employmentfail.com. That's the new one.
And that's the other thing. Is it important to have all of that stuff interconnected, having your Twitter update, your Facebook update, your this? Like, does that,
you as a personal brand?
Does that just generate more eyes on the product?
It's becoming more commonplace. And we talked to a lot of people since starting this company that are actually personal branding gurus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds like a lot of hocus pocus, but it's actually just the general thought is you're doing a lot of these things that, you know, you could do more effectively if you put everything under one roof and manage it from one spot and have a little bit of synergy across the platform.
Right.
And so we look at that and say advertisers want to spend a lot of money connecting with their audiences. Websites have a lot of people but don't really make that much, you know, money commensurate with how much activity that they have on their sites. And really the missing link is that the people who create user-generated content, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, you know, that should be monetized through, you know, users selling ads. Right.
So what you're saying is Chipotle and or Five Guys each owe me $250,000 based off of what I've done in the last 2 years.
At this point.
You know, what I'm saying is that our goal is to make you guys – to give you an actual revenue stream that, you know, is dependable and reliable and is effective.
I need that right now.
Seriously, any kind of revenue stream right now would be awesome. Yeah, otherwise, these guys aren't going to be able to eat this fried mac and cheese anymore. So, well, you should talk to this dude and get all this sorted out because you're kind of the business end of this whole operation.
Oh, am I? I don't know how I am.
You are now.
We'd love to hook you up with some companies that, you know, are in the system and looking to promote themselves through our, you know, our product, and we think that you guys would be pretty valuable. So
cool.
I'm glad you do.
I know, right? Somebody does.
My parents are like, what is this thing you're doing? I don't get it. I'm like, you're old.
Can you keep talking to the people for a minute? Because the short one's got to go to the bathroom for the 9 minute time.
We'll wrap up now. We were going to try to talk to Wyeth from Soulfire, but he's still in the kitchen. So this could be the end. Thank you so much for coming out, obviously.
Thanks for having me. This is fantastic.
Everybody being here. It was a great crowd, a great time, and people are still hanging out. Whenever Charlie posts this to the interwebs is when it'll be there. So I'll say goodbye for Charlie for now. I guess I'll just leave this thing running and see what happens when he gets back after taking his child to go tinkle.
And blame, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Blame Charlie for the lack of podcasts, everybody. Once a week, that's all he's good for.
Bye.
Charlie, take a look to my immediate right.
What is that?
That is, I'm sorry, Wyeth, can you explain what this is? Because I forgot everything that's on it.
Let me see that thing.
There we go. It was off.
Pick
now
up with
it's
every
on.
Monday night.
Go ahead, Wyeth.
Every Monday night we do an all-you-can-eat wing night, and we do a special sauce. And for tomorrow we're doing a bacon onion ranch sauce for the wings.
So this is we're looking at tomorrow night's wing for wing night.
Yeah.
We're getting it ahead of time, and there is about four guys standing here, just in case included. Smasher here, grab one and have at it.
Dig in.
Get it.
How are my chins looking?
We have eaten so much, you have no idea.
Good.
We couldn't even finish.
Well, grab one. Go.
Yeah, somebody eat one. Jesus Christ. Get in there.
Well, get a little sample here before...
Guys, help me out.
Seriously, eat it.
Oh, my God.
It's bacon, onion, and ranch. Get one. Get it.
What?
Eat
what
it.
Possessed you to do this?
I have no idea.
My heart is really fighting me right now. My heart's like, you're an asshole. Oh, my God. It's so good, though.
Good.
Can you give me some napkin?
Some what?
Napkin. What? Are you just looking to hurt people?
You're yeah, like, exactly. Yeah, either with heat or with fat.
This is delicious, though. Guys, seriously, grab one.
So you've probably been asked this before. What possessed you to open a barbecue joint in New England?
Barbecue was just a passion of mine, and... you know, when you do it on the weekends and it's sort of just a hobby, you got to get up real early in the morning to start your fire and you're cooking all day. And if it's the middle of winter, you're out there for 12, 15, 16 hours. And I just realized that it was something that I felt comfortable doing for a living, you know, waking up every day and just going to work.
Yeah, you were telling me you had an office job first, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I hated getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning, but when barbecue's involved, I can wake up whenever.
Yeah. You know? Now, is there a certain level of snobbery that you have to have when it comes to barbecue in terms of, you know, the sauces that you make? Like, I mean, do you have to? Is there an internal barbecue world?
There is, and competition barbecue is very different from restaurant barbecue because you're cooking for specific judges who are judging on that day. But you know, with a restaurant. I think there's the opportunity for lots of different types of barbecue. And personally, I enjoy my barbecue. I also enjoy other people's barbecue. So I don't think that necessarily that what I do is any better. But I think there's the opportunity for all different types.
Now, where does yours fall? Because I know there's like Carolina style, Memphis, and like a million.
Yeah.
I'm not smart enough to know the difference.
In terms of our core menu with brisket and pork and spare ribs, that would be a traditional Kansas City menu. Mm-hmm. I think in terms of the way that we approach our dry rub and sauces, that's more of a Memphis-style approach. I like to leave it open so that people who want to try different sauces can.
Yeah, can you do that here more so than you can, like, south of the Mason-Dixon because it's New England, so people aren't going to be, like, morally offended if you mix Kansas City with North Carolina?
Yeah, I don't think people really care as long as you're getting good barbecue. Yeah. And one of the things that I found in traveling the country is that the stigmas that are sort of associated with certain regions really only apply to the oldest establishments. The newer establishments have had to sort of play to a larger audience that has migrated from different parts of the South. So you will find pork ribs in Texas, which, you know, years ago that wasn't the case.
Right, right. So... what is the second best barbecue place in Boston? Clearly yours is number one. So,
well, I thank you.
Who's
thank
number
you.
Two?
I grew up on Blue Ribbon Barbecue, so I'd have to say Blue Ribbon. That's sort of what my first flavor of barbecue was and what I always remember.
What about, like, and I think that's what I was getting to earlier with the snobbery. Like, are there competition guys that appreciate restaurant and vice versa, or are they just so such completely separate worlds that they don't even really ever collide?
No, they definitely do collide, although it would be cost prohibitive to try and do competition barbecue in a restaurant just because of the amount of waste that you produce. I mean, you're literally cooking five racks of ribs to serve four ribs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just
yeah.
doesn't
you
make
get the perfect
sense.
One.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, we actually have New England Barbecue Society coming in April for their for a meeting, and they're going to come in and eat our queue, and we're going to talk to them and tell them about
really?
What we do. Yeah,
that'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
My children were thoroughly confused by the fried. They're over there, by the fried mac and cheese. So we got corn dogs. They knew what those were. Mm-hmm. Corn dogs again, a rarity in New England. Fenway refuses to sell corn dogs, which makes me crazy.
Yeah.
So they dug right into the corn dogs, got that. But they were confused by the fried mac and cheese. Sat in the basket, you know, the little squares of fried, didn't know what it was, yep. And finally the little one, Bowie, opens it up.
Of course it was the little one.
Opens one up and goes, there's mac and cheese in here. And of course all seven of them were gone. So.
And that also made Tugboat make an order for himself.
Yeah,
and it was a chain reaction of fried mac and cheese everywhere.
Exactly. So the food's great.
Thank you so much
for having us here.
Thanks
We've had
coming.
A blast.
This has been great.
And I hope we brought you a little extra business on a Sunday
yeah,
afternoon.
I think it's,
so.
It's pretty busy in here, sure.
Well, we'd love to come back.
Thank you. Love to have you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
having
guys.
Us, really.
What's your you have a website?
Yes, it's www.soulfirebbq.com.
There you go. I knew it was in there somewhere. I got to get the kids out of here. Can we wrap it up?
Yeah,
anything else you want to hit? You want to put your face in that bucket of wings one more time?
Yeah, I'm going to finish some of these wings, and I'm going to drink about a dozen more beers, and it's Sunday. I'll be asleep by 7.
I'm seriously concerned that if I put the heat on in the car at this point, I'm going to fall asleep somewhere between here and Salem because I'm like stuffed like a pulled pork. So, thanks again so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
Thank everybody who came out. You know, people have come and gone since then, but there was a great crowd. So thanks to everybody if you're listening and if you're not for coming out today.
Yeah. Your power's a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.